Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin our study together, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, again, it's with joy that we come together knowing that we are able to study Your Word, to be blessed by what You have to say to us today in this book of Galatians. So by Your Holy Spirit, we pray, O Lord, that You will guide us and lead us every step of the way, that You'll teach us Your truth and empower us by Your Holy Spirit to live according to that truth. And we'll give You thanks for doing these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Sowing to the Spirit or to the Flesh. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8. As Paul the Apostle continues to share with the Galatian church members about their behavior toward one another, he has declared there's a difference between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh manifests itself in a multitude of sins, and the spirit manifests itself in love, joy, peace, etc. In chapter 6 and verse 8 of the book of Galatians, Paul directs the Galatians toward the result of sowing to the flesh or to the spirit. He wrote, "For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." In verse 7, Paul warned, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." This warning should immediately concern those who read it about the seed they sow. Paul begins, "For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption." When a person sows to his or her carnal fleshly nature and the satisfying of the same, he or she shall reap a harvest of corruption. The idea is somewhat like garbage in, garbage out. And when a person feeds his or her mind and body with fleshly, corruptible seed, the expected fruit should be corruption, destruction, and perishing. The end result of sowing to the flesh is unethical, immoral, and eventually eternally miserable results. Exceeding and abundant damage has been done to the Christian who continually sows fleshly seed in his or her life. Paul, however, continued, "But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Thank God for this exception from Paul. He begins with his proverbial "but," which denotes there is something about to be stated that has greater importance than what was just stated. "But he that sows to the Spirit." There's a different way for Paul's readers to sow, to the Spirit. And this should be the emphasis of all believers in Jesus Christ. There should be a sowing to the Spirit, which means there should be emphasis upon the spiritual things, such as Bible study, prayer, worship, and duty before God Almighty. Meditating upon the spiritual principles, sharing the gospel with others, and living in a manner pleasing to God is sowing to the Spirit. Paul says when a person follows these practices, he or she shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The harvest from sowing to the Spirit will be life everlasting, which denotes not only living forever with God, but a lifestyle that is superior to the normal life. When we consider Paul's words, perhaps we should begin by examining the fruit and harvest of our ways up until this point. Are we producing spiritual fruit or fleshly fruit? Are our minds filled with spiritual practices, or are we constantly attempting to satisfy our flesh? If we were to be examined by others in our lifestyle, behavior, attitudes, and words, would they say that we sow to our flesh to our spirit? We know now from Paul that whichever nature to which we sow, we shall reap. And may his words inspire us to be continually sowing to the Spirit, that we may harvest the life everlasting of which he spoke. Let us feed our spirits and allow our fleshly desires to go without seed. Next time, Paul will help us when we grow weary of well-doing. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.